Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Told me when I was young,
mind. I know everybody got a lot to talk about today, and we're going to let y'all do that. Y'all know how we do this thing. Red Man getting ready to do this inspirational vitamin, get it out of the way so we can get this show started. We're going to make this show a little short today due to the fact that here in Georgia, they're already thinking about making, a government emergency to stop everybody from riding on the roads due to the weather. It's coming in. We're getting ready to have a state of emergency snowstorm again, and y'all know how it was a couple weeks ago. So with that being said, y'all bear with the Bread Man. Let me go ahead and get this this good stuff out the way. The beginning and the only way to be. This morning we're going to speak on the wings of eagles. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. You can find that in Isaiah 40 and 31. It is easy to get burdened by all the pettiness in life. Some issues are of little importance, while others are mere molehills, that we turn into big mountains. Do not allow circumstances to claim so much of your attention that you lose sight of spiritual realities. These are the very things that add depth, purpose, meaning, and direction to your existence. By developing a consciousness of these presence of the living God, and by always trusting in Him, you will be able to see things from His perspective instead of from the world perspective. I hope y'all have listened and understood what I've read to you. This is about, you know what I mean, us bickering, putting each other down, hating on each other. That's what I'm talking about. So with that being said, let me go into a small prayer. Holy Spirit, fill me with the love of the Father and of the Son and of the Spirit so that I can love others with love and demonstrate my faith in Him, O Heavenly Father. I ask that for those that have issues going on this week, touch them, O Heavenly Father. Allow them to come and make it through their fears and let them achieve all goals that they need to achieve, O Heavenly Father. We ask for the sick and shed in to be healed. We ask that for those that have family members that are in places they shouldn't be mentally, O Heavenly Father, help them as well. O Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless the Grudge Game. All these blessings and more, we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning. I have my main man, number one engine in the world, Chris Nelson, on this morning. Chris Nelson, welcome to the Bread Man and so-called, well, it is, Jimmy Marino Show. How are you this morning?
Very good. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the kind words.
Good morning. What you got for us this morning, Mr. Nelson? A lot of racing
been happening.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We started off the season over in Qatar racing in the Arabian Drag Racing League. This is a successful trip over there. Michael Stavrinos as a driver, runner up to Mike Castellano, opening race one of their series in Qatar. It was a very neat experience and had a very good trip over there. Coming up on, then we went on the U.S. Street Nationals, very good, successful race. And next thing we got on our calendar is Ronnie Brown's Grudge Race this weekend in Georgia, weather permitting. I hope everything goes well there. So that's what we're looking forward to. This racing season is off to a fast start. A lot of enthusiasm for the sport right now.
Right. Definitely it is. Well, what do you have for us as far as the Tech Talk?
Tech Talk, we're wide open, man. Fortunately, we've been blessed with some, you know, good work and good guys to work with at the shop. The latest thing we've been working on is our fuel injection program for the nitrous engines, and that seems to be coming around and showing some promise. That's right now one of our focal points at the shop is some dyno work on the fuel injection. as well as some fuel testing, and just kind of in R&D mode here this winter a little bit, trying to, you know, progress and, you know, stay and chasing some of the big dogs out there and, you know, try to nip at their heels and let them know we're here.
Right, right, right. Go ahead, Chris, and give them a briefing. I'm going to go ahead and call. I'm going to get somebody in here, Top Flight Security, some guys from up north want to get on the show. If you don't mind, I'm going to click them in here. Hope I don't cut anybody off while I'm doing this here, but let me get them in here. But hold on 1 minute here. Yeah, I'm trying to.
As far as tech questions go, we can be wide open to anything, Breadman. I'd be glad to talk on any topics that I could help with, and if it's something beyond me, then I can tell you or refer you on somebody that might be able to help you out. But it, basically, any questions. It's been a while since I've been able to come on your show. Just been, you know, busy in the shop, trying to keep everybody as serviced as we can. So we're wide open to any subject matter you'd like to speak on.
Breadman. Breadman.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Who do we have on the line today?
I couldn't hear you.
Huh?
I couldn't hear you.
Oh,
Breadman.
I think we lost Breadman for the moment.
You lost him?
Who do we have on the line? Maybe I can bridge the gap in time.
Okay, well, I'm holding on.
Breadman, Breadman.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, okay. Chris Nelson, me, Top Flight Security.
How we doing today?
Somebody on speakerphone. That's why you can't hear me, Top Flight. Get off of that speakerphone.
That what it is?
Yes, sir.
Much better, much
I
better.
I bet you that ain't what it is now.
Now I got
I can hear him loud and clear. Breadman. Breadman. Breadman.
What's going on, Kimo?
What y'all got on the show today, man?
Well,
we're just wide open any type of tech talk you might want to talk about.
What do you say?
I'm trying to introduce y'all. Y'all keep cutting me off. We got Chris Nelson from Chris Nelson Engine. He was giving a briefing on how his season is going. They just came from Qatar, running over there. They run it up the Castellana and ProMod. And this is my engine man. This is who builds my engine, Chris Nelson. And he's filling in for Jimmy this morning for a little tech talk. If y'all have any questions, any of you callers have any questions before we go to the Ronnie Brown race, that's why I got him on here this week, because next week he's going to be busy. You know what I mean? And we probably won't have a tech talk next Monday. So you'd like to get it in now, which we have someone already hit the button. Y'all got anything, Kimo, y'all want to ask Chris Nelson while he's on the line? Top Flight?
Yeah, I want to ask him something. How much horsepower do the Breadman motor make?
That might even be more top secret than Top Flight.
Is that top secret or is that
can
everybody find?
At the moment, I've been sworn to secrecy.
No, I don't have no questions, man. Just joking with him, man.
Good luck with
well, y'all
luck
go
with
to mute. Y'all go to mute. Y'all go to
okay.
mute. Let me grab his next caller.
Okay,
dope. Your mic is going
okay.
to be hot.
Okay. All right.
You'll be able to open it up. I'm going to leave it open for you. I'm going to go to this next caller.
863-4142.
Good morning. Welcome to the Breadman Show. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing, Breadman? I got a question for Chris.
Go ahead.
Hey, Chris, I got a question for you. I just bought a ProCharger F3, and I was wondering, what do you think is best they're running on Q16 or go through the alcohol for maintenance-wise?
Maintenance-wise, the Q16 will definitely be less maintenance than the methanol.
Better.
You know, obviously at that point, you're going to carry the weight of the intercooler and things like that on the Q16. And I really personally feel like you can get pretty darn close with the intercooled Q16 gasoline combination as you can with the methanol. The downside to it is carrying the extra weight involved with all the plumbing and ice chest and intercooler. Sometimes they tune as much as 150 pounds additional. However, from a maintenance standpoint, which is where your question originated, you're going to have a lot less fuel contamination with the oil, a little bit easier, more forgiving to tune, just putting, you know, that smaller volume of fuel through the engine. So I would definitely say the Q16s can get the job done.
Oh, okay. That'll work. And I got one more for you. For, like, injectors, I got a manifold, whole 16 injectors. And I've been talking to a couple guys, and they were saying, like, they need the 500cc injector. But if you run the Q16, you won't need that big of an injector, right?
No, with the Q16 fuel, and part of the reason they're sending you in that direction is on methanol, you'll use about 2.2 times the volume of fuel as you would on gasoline. So, you know, that you just can't, at the power level you're capable of with that F3, you just can't put it all through a single injector. But on the Q16, guys like you may try Alan Kennedy. He does some billet injectors that are real nice, anywhere from, you know, he'll do an 80-pound injector on up to a 550-pound injector for you. And kind of custom tailor you something that, you know, would be appropriate for your application. I know some guys have ran some large displacement F3 engines on Q16, and I believe they had something around 300 pounds per hour as far as injector capability. You know, that was using the, you know, 1-1 boost reference and 43.5 pounds of base fuel pressure. I believe they're only using about 70 to 80% duty cycle, so it wasn't maxing anything out with that 275 to 300 pound injector. Just depending on, you know, that supercharger, depending on the engine capable, you know, making a lot of boost, moving a lot of air. So definitely want to be able to size everything appropriately to keep up with it on the fuel side.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Appreciate it. That's all you needed, Christine.
I'm going to get ready.
All righty. Going to mute. My next caller, 803-8211. 803-8211. Good morning. Welcome to the Breadman Show.
Good morning, Mr. Breadman. I just want to say good morning. This is old truck driver. I'm just sitting back in the wing, letting you know I'm on your show.
Well, truck driver, I'm glad you called because I do need your assistance. Right after the tech talk, I do need your assistance. Fortunately, you guys do know that the Breadman did not make it to the Grudge Inc. A big showing we had, and you know, I want to apologize for those that was showed up, and the Breadman wasn't able to give his inspirational vitamin at the opening of it. But in lieu of that, I want to say that the reason that I wasn't there, not that y'all just, you know what I mean, I need to be telling y'all why, but I am, because y'all my family as well. My son is participating in the state tournament, the wrestling state tournament here in Georgia, and that will be, he starts Friday, and he made it to state, and I just want to, you know, congratulate him for doing that, and I want to say, you know, I'm sorry that it happened at the same time, but y'all know that the Breadman is going to do what the family needs to do over what my racing is about. So, you know what I mean? Any of y'all have any questions or get on here acting crazy of why I didn't show up, that's why. And as soon as you get on here and ask me why or I should have been there, I'm going to hang up in your face because I'm not going to tolerate it today. I've already heard some negative remarks that I want to air out. That's why, because I was watching my son step up his game and make it to state. Hopefully he wins. So with that being said, we're back. Truck driver, you hang in there. You can go to mute. I'm gonna grab another caller here. Oh, they put that.
Larry, I want to ask them something.
Who is that? Who is that? Top Flight?
Yeah, hey, I wanted to ask you, the guy that's building the motor, a quick question.
Oh, that's Chris. That's Chris Nelson. Go ahead. He's still available.
Hey, Mr. Nelson, what do you recommend a F3 go on? What's the cubic inches that you recommend for, some other F3?
Well, what we're starting to see as we've been making these engines larger and larger, we've been able to exceed what the supercharger can fill. And we're starting to see some dyno results that the engines are getting larger and the heads are getting freer flowing to where they can consume more air than the supercharger will use to supply them with, and they're just not RPMing very well. Recently, I know of a situation where we ran a 650-inch motor with a 136, and about 7,200 RPM, it kind of just, fell right off because, we just didn't have enough supply to it. So what most guys are doing in the trend we're going in nowadays is a little bit smaller engine that we can operate at a higher RPM, spin the blower a little bit faster because those superchargers are, capable of running 67,000 RPM. So most of them have about a 5-to-1 transmission in the supercharger to run it in overdrive. If it was myself, I think the high side of it would probably be about a 550 or 570-inch motor, as big as it needs to be. So I would like to build something that can run between 85 and 9,000 RPM of engine speed. So, I know guys with small blocks that F3 is also made in three variations. There's 131-millimeter wheel, there's 136, and a 139. Right now it seems like the 136 is the most efficient and therefore takes the least amount of power to turn, in turn generally more powerful.
Because my thing is I have a turbo car and I've been hearing guys coming down from the, they have small blocks, but they have stepped down from the F3 and went faster with like the F2s and the newer version I don't know if that's an F1 or not, but they stepped down from them F3s. That was my reason for asking.
And part of that, in turn, is from where they're putting their emphasis on R&D and technology with the superchargers, because a lot of the classes have limited the size of the blower. Like, let's use ProCharger, for instance. They put a lot of attention and focus into the F1X. Because that fits a lot of class rules and 275 racing and things like that. So they've worked with the Volute and made that blower more efficient. When I say more efficient, where, days of that are behind us now, there was, horsepower to the tune of as much as 700 horsepower it robbed from the engine's output just to spin the supercharger. Now they've got those numbers in the 200 to 300 horsepower range. So that's when I say efficiency. They're making better, cleaner air at, slower blower speeds and not robbing as much power from there. So due to the class restrictions limiting blower size, the manufacturer has put more emphasis on those smaller superchargers to make them better. And that's why you see guys taking off some older F2s or maybe a 131 F3 that's 5 years old and putting on maybe something as small as an F1X, which is a reverse rotation, highly efficient supercharger, and actually going faster.
I've seen Jason Lee do that. Jason Lee went down, and boy, he set world on fire with an F1. So,
did the same thing. Yeah, the Brooders did that. I have a customer out of South Florida, Sean Ash. He went down to the F1 and made some really, really good runs. And that's just kind of been the trend that guys went that way because of the rules forced the hand of the manufacturer to improve the smaller superchargers. They've virtually made them better or more efficient than some of the larger stuff a few years ago.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that.
Any
fly.
Well, there y'all have it, Chris Nelson, Performance Engines. You can look him up online, and, you know, you can call him or whatever. He's always on here if y'all need nitrous or a pro charge or any combination. He's definitely getting real good with those fuel injections. I mean, check that out. Oh, yeah.
Testing with, you know, it's always been the, you know, we ran the Big Stuff 3 unit on all of our turbocharge and supercharge applications. Finally, you know, guys are asking for it on the nitrous stuff and wanting to go that way. So we put, you know, a lot of focus this winter on the nitrous injected fuel injection program. We've got some early testing on the racetrack and on the dyno. It seems like it's on like an 865 engine that we commonly do. We're up about 65 horsepower on the engine dyno. And then some early test runs, we've only made a few full pulls on the racetrack. You know, we're going, you know, low 380s already with about six runs on the car and, you know, getting it 197, 198 miles an hour. So the power is definitely there, and I think the flexibility to tune is probably going to be about limitless with the EFI.
Right.
Yeah. Have you ever worked with that new system, Harley?
I have. I've dynoed with it one time, and from what I can tell from the Holly, it's very user-friendly by comparison to some of the other systems that are out there. And I know Monty Smith, being a Holly employee and also being a nitrous guy at heart, had a lot to do with some of the functions and things that they have on their port, especially for a nitrous engine. I have not used the Holly in a boosted application, but in the nitrous side of things, it looks like a very, very viable product to use. And, service seems to be pretty good because it comes from such a large manufacturer. So that's a big help as well with having that technical support behind it.
Right. I've been hearing great things about that Holly system.
I have as well.
I thought that the big stuff was, you know what I mean, what everybody definitely been using most of all.
You know, the big stuff.
The
big stuff had almost become industry standard for a long time because John Meany had, you know, done so much to cater to the power adder, you know, side of things. You know, and just now there's other companies that are stepping up and, you know, getting a little foothold in the market and, you know, giving guys some options. You know, for a long time it was, you know, Motec for $20,000 or, you know, Big Stuff for $3,000 to $5,000, and that became definitely the way to go for, you know, cost. Now there's getting some, you know, price competitive options out there that have, you know, a lot of features as well. So, yeah, that. Starting to get a little bit more opened up than just being, you know, the big stuff for the kind of industry standard, as you would say.
Yeah, that'll be good for everybody.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, if you guys ever have any questions or like some information, you can reach me at 727-321-5756 will be the main line at the shop, or you can find us at nelsoncompetition.com. Breadman, I'm going to have to check out for a little while.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Get back to being hands-on.
Make sure you don't forget to get in touch with me a little later, Chris. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
Not a problem. Take care and appreciate the good phone calls. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Later. There y'all have it, folks. Chris Nelson. We are getting ready to go into the next segment of our show. Let me
I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back with a mellow beat, you know. And drop some smooth lyrics. It's 88.
Y'all just hold on 1 minute. I'm finna go to a commercial break. I'm finna get the one and only on here, the president of Grudge Inc. So y'all give me a minute.
I'm with this. That's a big daddy.
Kane, right?
time to set it straight.
Big Daddy Kane, baby.
No
that's right. That's right.
You know it.
Stepping to me. They want to get some, but I'm the Kane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory. They can't get with me. So pick up these DJs because you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's going to take a miracle. And stepping to me. Yo, that's the wrong move. So what you on, Hoff? Dope a dog food.
Dope a dog food.
Like you gonna put some, you gonna put some crazy glue on Brent, man.
Yes, word to the mother. Breadman got it rocking, don't
he? Breadman, get down. Commercial break, baby. Commercial break.
Yeah. Breadman ain't for no game, baby.
No, sir.
Oh, I'm going to have to tell Tonya, I got to step it up, baby.
Daddy.
Redman got Big Daddy Kane playing, baby.
Big Daddy.
Hey, not only that, he got him playing in the private room.
Hey, Jay, you won't stop.
Can't cut it off, baby. Red man, a bad man. He's a bad man.
Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder. You sound like the herder. Another MC. They try to get with me. I'll just break them and make them and break them and take them and mold them and make them hold up the beat.
Hold on a minute. Lord have mercy.
Yeah. There you go, Red man. You stopped it, baby. Yeah.
I was showing it's going. It's just the song played out. Lord, I'm glad I ain't got a 26-minute revert on it. Lord, I mean, we've been in trouble, y'all. But we back. Jay Barnes, are you live? Look at that. It's still showing him on here. Anyway, y'all, let me see if I got my main man on here. Truck driver, you hear the? You can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I got you loud and clear.
Man, I'm glad. I'm glad. See, it's good to have some backup. Truck driver, sound like you're trying to get out that ice over there. Come on now.
No, I ain't eating ice. I'm headed that way in a little bit. 10.
That sounds good. That sounds good. Well, I'm sure everybody that didn't make it to the banquet wants to know what went down. I did think that some of the other guys that got a little hard at the banquet would have definitely called the Bread Man show and let the Bread Man ask them a couple questions about how the experience was. But With that being said, truck driver, I want to personally thank you for all your hard work that you did. You know what I mean? I know that the road was tough to establish things. I know that they didn't really appreciate the hard work that you do, but I question and I challenge everyone to get their own show or to try to organize an event for some grudge races. I would challenge somebody that think they can handle that. You know what I mean? And I just want to say, truck driver, I personally, we and the Bread Man show, me, Jimmy Marino, all of us here in the Bread Man, Jimmy Marino show, want to thank you for your efforts. With that being said, truck driver, go ahead and take over the flow and give us an update on how the banquet went.
Okay. Yeah, Bread Man, I appreciate everybody's support and coming out, supporting me during that time. And the banquet award with Grudge Inc., that was the first time I experienced it. I had an absolute ball. Everybody that came out, and had an excellent time. All the nominees and everybody was happy with the nominees everybody got. You know, Willie Dog was the host. I put that in his hand. You know, everybody know you get Dog a mic. Dog showed out. We had an excellent time. It was unreal. All the nominees, like I said, everybody was happy with the nominees that came out. So, I'm all for what, but it was a basically show there, man.
Breaking up real bad, truck driver.
I'm kind of like in a bad area, but like I was saying, it was an excellent show. But that didn't come out, they missed a real good show, a real good banquet.
Well, truck driver, with that being said, can you name some of the main, you know, grudge race of the year? You know, I'm sure they want a grudge race of the year, you know, one of the main things, promoter of the year, and I would like to hear what was the most feared grudge car of the year. I mean, that's just my personal. If y'all want to know anything about what happened, y'all need to press the one button so that we can get all this information. But I know those are my main ones that I was concerned with right there, which I do know, but I'm just asking for the callers that are afraid to press the one button and ask you a question, truck driver. Go ahead, though.
Most fears went to down in that Lone Star State. About Juckler, Mr. Hyde, though, they got the most fear. 29 champion went to Cold Killer. They had different divisions on the East Coast, Northeast. Gigantor won Grudge Car of the Year on the Northeast. Birdman won Texas down in Texas. Cold Killer won 29-inch champion. Stone Cold Nephew, they won the trophy for you got me on the spot, Birdman.
Top sportsman, call it newcomer of the year, but we, you know, it's really a rookie. It's supposed to be rookie of the year, but that's what we call it. Newcomer of the year. Well, we want to congratulate those individuals. Me personally, my most feared grudge car was Atomic Dog. That's just me, in my opinion. You know what I mean? I don't think I would ever try to challenge Atomic Dog, but that's just my personal opinion. But I want to congratulate those that won some hardware. If y'all would like to hit the one button if you're on here, I would definitely like to give you a small interview. Go ahead.
I like to say congratulations go out to Wild Man. He won the most prestigious trophy, belt of the year.
What was that? He won the most prestigious belt of the year.
Oh, you're talking about the humanitarian award?
Right.
Okay, well, you know what, Wild Man? Congratulations to the Wild Man. I'm definitely going to have to call the Wild Man show Wednesday night and congratulate him myself. Press the one button and definitely go in on him. And you know what? That would have been a – they really picked a good one there because he definitely did that. Have a class for Tuna of the Year? Did we have a class for Tuna of the Year?
No, we didn't have a class Tuna of the Year.
Well,
who would you recommend was the Tuna of the Year, Fred, man?
For me personally, you know what I mean? I got to keep it real. I feel like Mike Hill was because he took a team that really wasn't established and put a great team together and came out and did what he had to do. And, you know, when you get a team that, you know what I mean, hadn't been together, don't get me wrong, I'm not just, you know what I mean? If we had a prize for it, that would have been definitely in my book. When you can take somebody that we ain't know Stone Cold last year, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, to begin with, nobody knew who Stone Cold was, but you know what I mean? And now, you know, when Mike Hill got with that clan and Nephew, didn't nobody know who Nephew was either, outside of the fact that he worked with Mike Hill. Nobody knew he can drive like that or nobody knew that they had the potential to be what they were. So just in my book, in my opinion, I feel like that would have been something. Now, I'm not knocking Phil. Phil is high in my book. You know what I mean? I haven't seen those guys take somebody that you just don't know or nobody and make them somebody. That's how I would
right. Exactly, because just like you say, Brad, man, I didn't even know who Nephew. I seen him at the track. I never knew he can drive until Stone Cold car came out.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Well, were they, you know, by us being up here in the north, were they running around, were they racing everywhere? Because we didn't get to really see them until until I seen him win down there in Florida.
Well, I'm gonna just say this right here. I see a puddle. I see a hole. I know it's water in that hole from that question you just asked. But let me go ahead and lay this board down so we can walk over it properly. Hold on a minute. Salute. Now, back to your question. Since y'all seen the videos, did any of them call big time cars up north call down here and ask if they wanted to see?
No. Spread man, I'm not trying to put him down. I'm just saying, where can I go and see more videos of him racing?
I'm gonna do you one better. I can give you his number. I can give you his. You can go on YouTube. He on YouTube with everybody else. Punch in. I'll send you a link. I know it's a guy up north that.
Brad, I just want to see because that guys talk a lot of shit, and I would like to see them more, you know, see more of them. They, you know, I like when Nephew won, you know, he got out there and he talked his stuff, you know.
That's
why I'm trying to see where I can go and see, you know, I know Nephew would get out and talk stuff, you know.
Well, I'm not trying to. I know you're not being argumentative, but I do know that there has been words that the North and South. What we're trying to do is race each other more. That way, we know who's up there. Honestly speaking, I don't know not one car. You know what I mean? A big tie car in the North that we can really run. You know what I mean? Could you name one, Timo? A big tie?
Nah. To be honest, you know what? The only one, but I don't know if Uncle Larry and them, the big tire car, but I think Leroy will be out. But, you know, I don't know any big tire cars up here besides Leroy. And I don't know if they're a big tire car. You know, I would like to see a lot more of that action.
Hold on a minute, y'all.
I would like to see Evan Hall and them when we come out
come down there and see Mike Hill bring his car out a little more. I'd like to see them cars, you know?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Godfather, where you at? Hold on, y'all. I'm looking for the Godfather. Before I get on, he ripped my head off. I'm looking for him, but I don't see it. I don't know if my screen. I'm trying to refresh my screen. I need your help. I need your help, dog. Dog normally takes and y'all know that we had a real bad issue here earlier, and you know, dog normally take care of my technical issues when I'm having issues, and I get the I do not see his number yet. Nope.
Driver, you gonna get fuel or you gonna just hold up the lot?
Hold the mute. It ain't even letting them in, period. Well, with that being said, I'm gonna see if he's gonna get this issue resolved here. Oh. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let me see if it's gonna do it. Yeah, I'm clicking on it. It is circling. It ain't doing nothing. I done tried to refresh the screen. I don't know how many times. It ain't letting you in. Y'all, we having an issue. I'm trying to get the Godfather in here, and it's still with my screen. I'm sure callers can get in and listen, but I'm not able for some reason to click it in one on. I'm having technical difficulties with the show.
Yeah.
But with that being said, we do want okay. Dog is responding to me trying to get me to resolve the issue.
Okay. Like Bray man, like I said, you know, we appreciate everyone that came out far and near. Yeah, like you said, yeah, Dr. Juggernaut came out of Texas. You had the guys out of Alabama. Yeah, you know, you had 901 boys. They come in there and showed out. We had an excellent time. We had a jam up time.
Right. Well, and you know, I want to say, yeah, I was supposed to have Stone Cold on here, and you know, Nephew and the guys, but you know, I guess they weren't able to make it in here. But I do want to say for the people, I want to get this out before I forget. The people that are in Georgia, make sure you're doing what's necessary right now for the storm that's coming in the next couple of hours. So, you know what I mean? If you're on this phone and you really need to be, you ain't got out yet, get out and get y'all some food, get your stuff together, and make sure y'all do that. Don't be caught slipping. I want to add that. But back to the show. Chemo, what we was talking about earlier was the North and the South, big tire guys. That's what the Bread Man Show was basically based on, was a big tire. We big tires. I know a lot of, you know, other shows like 28s, 29s, but we was just like they did the banquet where they segregated the different states. I know Tony Fines, I need to say his name. I know that someone said that he received Grudge Racer Grudge Race of the Year here in Georgia, and I want to say congratulations to the primetime team. In my book, he would have won that hands down. True indeed. Congratulations, primetime. I wish I had more. For some reason, my email is hold on a minute. The boss, Dave Barnes, texted me as well. I'm receiving the information as we go here. Also. With Tony Bynes in prime time and Cowboy, I want to say congratulations. I want to say who else can I remember? Can you remember anybody else, truck driver?
I don't even have the list. I'm trying to think who else won.
I do want to say that as far as the North concerned, I want to kind of see about who's really running that area up there, Kimo. Is it the Motor City Mafia boys really running that area up there, or is it the other cats?
The mafia run this area. I mean, you know, I can't say it's just the mafia. It's a combination of guys. It's not one particular crew running this area. It's a combination of multiple guys up here running. Now, only certain guys that will get on the radio, but it's a multitude of guys running this area. Because up here you have boosted cars, you know, a lot of boosted cars grudge race up this way. Where I don't know if it's like that in the South, but you got like SVO, Turbo GT, Boost 12, Junior, a Regulated Racing, which I run with them. You know, they all boosted cars and they race, they grudge race. So. And, well, no one set is running this area, you know. Now, SVO has been putting in a lot of work, and he's not just putting in the work up north. He's coming down south, knocking guys head off and challenging a lot of the guys. Spears was a hot name up here, but he joined the south. And of course, you all know Danye. Now, if anybody, Danye is about the most feared out of the North. And, you know, Danye, if anybody's running the North, it'll be Danye. I would say Danye.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because Danye go anywhere and put in work anywhere.
Well, Danye is definitely a very good selection. Fade the Black is what I call them, boys. And I want to say hello to all of them. I met them guys in Macon, man, and I had hands with my brother. They're very friendly, and we do talk. And Danye is a cool dude. I like him. I like the way he rolls. But I know that I'm sitting here looking at some things, and I'm still trying to figure out what a big tire car. I want to say, man.
Hold on one second.
I'm finna do this. Hold on a minute. Boy, I'm telling you that with a dog. Serious, boy. Hold on one minute.
Push me out. I ain't got to pay with everybody they want. Shit.
I got him, y'all. I got him. The one and only, the Godfather.
Yeah, but Brad, man.
Godfather.
Godfather. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, they hear you, Godfather. Go ahead.
Well, see, you did the same thing I was trying to tell you not to do. You calling the show from the cell phone, and they don't get good connection. When you don't get connection, that's why you can't do nothing on your screen and all that. The best thing to do is try to use your house phone. But, I just want to tell you, I want to address that thing on Kimo first. Kimo, all the videographers got plenty of films and plenty of tapes of Stone Cold car running down in Orlando. Pro Stock Joe even put out the whole race free on his, go to Pro Stock Joe's website or wherever he put his stuff at. He got a doggone whole show of the Orlando show, and you can see Stone Cold down there kicking ass the same way he would if he come there. He kicked out. See, Brad, man, I really want to get on there when I start talking to Kimo because I get out of the camp. Like, I just want to show. He over there talking about some he ain't seen.
Dog, see, that's the thing, dog. Y'all.
All kind of ass.
No. See, dog, y'all misinterpreted what I'm saying. I have not seen Stone Cold, and I would like to see more. You see, y'all thinking I'm bashing the guy. No, I would like to see the car run more.
Ain't nobody said you was bashing, but I'm just telling your dumb ass. If you want to see him, all you got to do is go to the damn internet. It's all over the internet. If you ain't got internet, let me know. I'll send you internet.
I seen him on that. That's what I'm saying. Is it other races that he was somewhere putting in work? That's what I'm asking, dog. I seen him in Orlando.
Okay.
Well,
I gotta go turn my phone off because Fred man gonna call me on my cell phone, make me have all this doggone it, not no good doggone it saying. That doggone Fred man. I want the if Jay Barnes needs to come on here though and help old poor truck driver, good guy.
I'm gonna tell you what's wrong, dog, honestly. I didn't call the show from the cell phone. I called the way I called. When I called Jay Barnes, that's when the problem happened. His
well,
phone
you know,
is still
well,
open.
Well, you know, Jay Barnes got one of them Fed phones. You know, the Feds be monitoring him. He got so much traffic on that, he can't get in good.
Well, he's still showing on here. That's why I say, hang up, Jay. Hang up, Jay. And, you know, his phone is still showing open, and it got the whole – I done tried to redo the page and everything, and it's not my computer. I mean, I got top of the line. It's you know, it's just, I guess, it's, well, you know what it is, dog. You know what it is. It is 47 people on the line, and that's what it is. It, you know, I ain't, 40, it ain't used to that kind of clientele.
Hey, don't tell everybody. Be quiet, man. man, be quiet. Now. If you ain't got the 47 people, don't tell nobody that, man. Come on,
man.
Don't tell nobody
that's
that.
A lot of folks listening to me.
Man, you're messing up, Brad, man. I've been lying and telling everybody you've been having 100 or 200 people on there. Be quiet, Brad, man. Don't tell them that.
No, this ain't that type of show, but you got to think. Everybody out getting groceries, man. Everybody out getting groceries, dog.
Brad, man, I don't know what if we ever really got some real bad weather. I don't know what the hell we do down south, man. I mean, these jokers can't get the crowd, but it's down south. That's all I can say. But now the banquet was overall it was pretty good. I wish Jay Barnes would come on with the list and tell everybody won. But Mr. Five Speed won Pro Mart of the Year. Really, doggone it. I think Mike Hill should have won it because he. I'm just talking. I ain't going to start no trouble on your show.
You and Mike ain't got no problems. That's why,
I'm just saying, I ain't going to start no arguments on there. I ain't going to start no arguments. You know, I just be shooting the trash and people start arguing. But, yes, the 901 Bad Boys won Grudge Race of the Year overall. They was the overall winner of the Grudge Race of the Year. And like I said, we want to send props out to truck driver for doing everything he could to try to do everything he can, and it came out pretty good. But, Brad, man, I wish you had been there, and I was going to get on you, but I heard you. I could hear it in your voice. Somebody already must have been on your butt by not being there, so I'm going to leave you alone. But I did want to put another category in there after everybody got there, man. If y'all seen some of the pictures from John Ford, when John Ford was taken, that dog going to buck naked, truck driver, and cowboy. Boy, that was the sharpest dress joker there. I wanted to have a sharp dress contest there. I thought to make Jay Barnes put up some money or a trophy for that, though. But them boys were looking good, man. That was
it's really dog.
Good, yeah.
What, yeah. Willie Dog, who won the dunk contest?
The dunk contest?
Kimo, leave that long, man.
Let me address Kimo because it's jokers like Kimo that get shit started that need to be. Who won the dunk contest? Kimo, you said?
Dog, you starting to get wild. Now, hold on.
No, Red Man.
You know you ain't
going to
be able to hold back.
Red Man, what you do is you stop shit before it starts to stinking. So let me go on and address him. Everything he want to ask, I'm going to answer it on your show if you want me to. Kimo, where you at? You said who won the dunk contest?
But let me address the listeners first, dog. Hold on. Listeners, this is not a comment show. If y'all do not want to hear what you got to hear, what's about to be said, y'all can please hang up now. And that is my alert. That is my alert. Oh, Lord.
They
hanging up like flies. They hanging up like flies. Now I'm down. Okie doke, dog. We down to about 9 listeners now. Go ahead.
Well, you're lying now. I want to get Kimo. Kimo, blood ass. Kimo, you said who won the dunk contest, Kimo?
Yeah.
They
had a hell of a dog, before you go out, they had a hell of a discussion last night. They had a hell of a discussion last night on Lil Tony's show, and we couldn't get nobody to determine who.
Okay. Now I was on the talk show and then I fell off there and I couldn't get back on there. But I'm finna say this right here. See, now don't get me wrong now. And see, that's what the problem with everything, motherfuckers. Brimman, I gotta get loose because I'm getting a little warm right now. That's the problem with everything that go on right here. All you son of a bitches that was on the show over there talking all that shit and talking that bullshit. All you punk motherfuckers weren't even there at the banquet, so you didn't put that into it. But all you can do is sit back and criticize. So see, that's what's fucked up wrong with the damn world today. See, we get everybody that's The show might have not been 100, but all you motherfuckers that was over there talking about it, y'all bitches weren't even here. So why y'all going to sit back and just criticize shit? See, that's what's wrong with the world today. We can't never work together because we always got motherfuckers that's working apart from him and always want to make a start of some shit that it wasn't. Overall, the goddamn show was pretty goddamn good, whether you liked it or not. And if you weren't there to support it, if you didn't support it, motherfuck you, and you need to keep your goddamn fucking mouth shut unless you do one better. Excuse me, Brian, man, but you put the disclaimer out there. Now, anybody want to come on the phone and ask me some questions, you can begin. Now, I'm not a grudgy pro man, but I'm just a fun. But we all going to work together. If we all work together, we need to stop, goddamn it, always trying to tear down some shit somebody else tried to do. No, it wasn't the best banquet in the world. It never will be, because ain't no bitch out there going to be there. You always going to find some motherfucker out there that's going to have something to say. Now, if you got some questions you want to ask me, Brian, man, said the show doesn't turn on to another leaf, bring it on, goddamn it. I ask anything. Answer anything anybody want to answer. Don't get the while I'm in the bank.
Oh, at the end of the day, dog, you still ain't answered the motherfucking question.
What was the question then? Answer the question then, you black motherfucker. Ask the question.
Who won the dunk contest?
You talking about BET and DJ Grant. Is that what you talking about?
Exactly. You went off to some
No. You make me go off for no reason, because if you want to ask the fucking question, you should have asked it directly. See, a dunk contest is the big cause that was in Florida. I thought you were talking about that. I thought you were trying to be funny. Now, if you want to ask this question, why did you ask
no,
it?
No. We could not. BET came on and said he deserves some money because he dunked DJ Grant. And I said, okay, well,
There you go again. See, that's why we can't never move ahead, because all y'all want to do is focus on the negative. But DJ Grant and Buck Naked, DJ Grant and BET, all they did was just a little wrestling around playing, man. It wasn't no big deal. Everybody making out a big deal.
BET said he owed that man, they owe him money. He mad because he dumped.
Anyway, if y'all want to talk about, if y'all want to talk about the banquet, let's talk about the banquet. If y'all want to talk about that, then let DJ Grant and BET talk about that.
They talked about it, but if the man did do what they told him to do, pay the man.
Ain't nobody gonna get paid nothing. If somebody had to get paid for that little shit like that, what they did at the damn banquet, when nobody would have got a goddamn thing, called both of them look like two faggots.
Hey, we're gonna change the tune a little bit. We finally got the champ in here. Good morning to you, Stone Cold. Good morning. I can't do my chills, but hey. Good morning. How
what
you
up,
doing?
What's going on, Britt?
But we got a couple questions for you this morning, man.
Hold on. Let me ask that dude a question. Tell BT he owed me some money for getting it. He's like got poked on his goddamn head.
Now, see, they didn't tell us all that. We tried to get you and nephew on last night because they wanted to know. Somebody called the phone and asked us who won the dunk
contest. Let me tell you something, man. I'm going to tell you something. Grown men, I'm going to tell you some real shit. Now, I don't have plenty of partners get killed on bullshit. Grown men don't fucking wrestle. You understand me, man? Grown men don't do that. That shit for kids, man. You know what I'm saying? So that shit could have got bigger than what it was, man. But you shouldn't do that shit. That shit ain't no room
for that. Let me slow y'all down. Let me slow y'all down over there, too. Because if everybody was grown, they wouldn't have incited the bullshit.
No, not necessarily. Man, shit happened, man. Shit happened. I want to speak. It's up to the two parties that's involved. Can't nobody control nothing what goes on between two men and mine, man. So, for future references, don't come grabbing on Stone Cold. Don't come touching me, wrestle with me, because I ain't going for that shit. You know, I'm just telling you straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Let grown men chill out.
If anybody gets slammed
the wrong way, you in your feelings, bro. Something's happen, right or wrong.
Right, yeah, on, that's
man.
What I understand. Yeah,
don't applaud the negativity, man. Don't applaud that shit. You should be trying to tell the motherfuckers, man. Y'all grown men. Y'all shouldn't be wrestling, period, man. You know what I'm saying? Because anybody could
have
bumped their head on one of them tables. Anything could have happened, bro. We try to have something positive, and then that
Stone Cold. Let me ask you this, Stone Cold. How many grown men was in that building?
Listen, bro.
How many grown men was at the bank?
I don't think can't nobody control what two men are doing. Okay, it's up to the two men that's engaged. Okay, the two men that's engaged, they got to know better, bro. That's the only thing I'm telling you. They got to know better. Men don't hard play, man.
Well, let me ask you something, Stone Cold. Did they put up money for somebody to get slammed? Did they at faith? I mean, if y'all want to really get at it.
The only thing I seen on the ass end of it, BET was coming up the fucking step backwards and not stopping for him to goddamn float. And that's your question?
No, I'm just saying, to stop the bullshit, they shouldn't have egged the individuals that was there.
Period, you shouldn't play period, bro. You shouldn't play period. Grown men don't horse play, man. Come on, man. We are grudge racers, man. We ain't with all that wrestling and shit, man. That shit got to end,
man. Stone Cold.
My
thing is, if you had 30 guys there, why would you egg something like that on?
Man, I wasn't there when it first started. I wasn't there first started. I just came in on the ass end of it. You know what I'm saying?
I listened to what Dog said, and he talked about all the negative shit. All the negative shit. Dog tried to say something about the negative shit. But guess what? The people that wasn't there didn't egg the shit on. If the negative motherfuckers in that camp wouldn't have egged the shit on, that shit would have never happened. But you want to get really technical. Motherfucker, stop egging shit on, and then there won't be no negative shit.
But see, I don't know nothing about all the other shit that went on, bro. I don't think I seen somebody, BT, coming off the stage backwards, and I stopped it for him to goddamn float. And I left. I got the fuck on after that. I left. Because, you know me, I had something to do with all that nigga shit.
Right, but at the end of the day, if nobody would have told BT and DJ Grant, at the end of the day,
grown men don't horse play. Grown men don't wrestle, man. They don't do that shit.
You know, ain't no wrong with that.
Let me say something else too now, see, about this and shit here. Stone Cold is telling the truth about this and shit. And I'm going to say another thing too now, see. We all fucking wrong in this whole situation on both sides. See, the thing about it, when you see two people like that, they don't care who they is, if we around that, with that many people around a goddamn place, a racetrack, or wherever we at, it's a damn shame that anybody let it got that fucked. Because see, what happened is, when you let that shit go like that, the people that's around and shit that just want to see shit go like that, ain't no way in the world, no people told them that nobody wrestle, fight, or nothing in no close proximity. Break that shit up before it gets damn serious. So that's what's wrong with us right now. We got hate in alcohol because we want to see people fight each other. Neither one of them, nobody should be want to see
but
them.
Guess what, dog? At the end of the day, had that shit got out of control, you could have got your ass shot. Anybody innocent could have got shot if they would have got out of control. But motherfucker want to get on me about asking a question. At the end of the day, the people that was sitting there should have stopped the shit before it got started. They had the shit on time. I'm going to give you a thousand to slam a motherfucker.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying, though. We shouldn't even play like that because that shit can get serious and it can get out of hand. These egos and all this other shit. Listen, we need some grown-ass men in this game here to stop the bullshit. Ain't nothing wrong with us acting a fool and talking shit, but we should never put hands on nobody. If you can't take it, walk the fuck out of there or get the hell out of there or don't even get in there at all.
Yeah, I'll need it. Nah. I mean, that's enough said right there, dog.
Yo. Hey.
What did happen, Brad Man? You just cut the show off?
Hey, Brad Man.
No, I'm letting y'all air it out, man. I mean, ain't no need to cut the screen.
No, but Brad Man. Yeah. Bread man, but see now, bread man, we take one step forward and five backwards. Then now,
yeah.
Now I'm finna say this, and a lot of people might not like me saying it though, but I was you notice you ain't heard me saying nothing because even if I don't agree with shit, even if I don't like stuff, I can be quiet and go along and get along. What I mean by this is, now we ask ourselves, now I'm finna say this, and it might not, somebody might not like this. We want to know why the white folks don't accept us, or why we acting a fool, or why they call us animals and all this and shit. That's why. We act like it. So we that's why we get blamed for the shit we do, because we act like the shit we do.
Yeah. But, dog, once again, I'm going to say this. At the end of the day, had everybody acted like a grown man in there, you wouldn't have had another outsider wouldn't have had nothing to have. If they were like, oh, whoa, wait a minute, we ain't finna have that here. But guess what? Hey, I got a thousand if you can dunk DJ Grant. Guess what? At the end of it, you seen what happened. It got egged on at that place. It didn't get, but... Then a motherfucker want to jump on a guy to ask the question, what happened?
No, people, you know me. No, people, you did right. Ain't nothing wrong with you asking that question. Like you said, if you wasn't there and you heard the shit, ain't nothing wrong with you trying to get clarification on it. But like I said, it's a good thing you asked it because there's a lot of things going on. We all need to look at ourselves and conduct ourselves as grown-ass men. We didn't conduct ourselves as grown-ass men. Anybody who participated in it, anybody who cheerleaded it, anybody who was talking about wanting to do it. Now, it was some influential people that was pushing that shit on, that it shouldn't have got pushed on that damn foot. That's all I'm going to say about that. And I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going back on mute.
Yeah, I'm done with it. I just asked the question, and if you was there and you had a chance to stop it, you should have stopped it, and then you wouldn't have nobody as us. We don't say in the media talking about the shit. If you really want to know who started the shit, stop it before the shit happens. But then you ain't got to worry about a motherfucker talking about no negativity about your goddamn banquet. Don't get on me about asking a motherfucking thing when your motherfucker's there didn't stop the shit before it happened. So you gave us something to talk about. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna say this right here to everybody on the show. We gonna move along because I've allowed y'all to come on here and, like y'all heard Dog say, this is not what this show is about. We on this show right here, and I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. This is why. If y'all been knowing that Bread Man do not talk a certain way on his show, y'all ain't never hear me get on here. Now, I'm not saying I'm a saint. I do have a need some soap mouth sometimes, but I work with it. But I don't get on here and air out, you know what I mean, everything. This is not the night show. This show right here is about positivity. And this is a good time for me to educate. You know what I mean? If you don't want to listen, fine, but I need to throw this out there. This was why I created this show right here, so we can get on here and pretty much motivate each other positively, you know what I mean, in a positive way. And it seems like every show that we have, if I mean, you look at Dog Show, this Dog got his show set up to let everybody say what they want to. DJ Grant and them show, you say whatever, but should we go into the church and speak this way? I'm just asking a question, and I want everybody to answer the question. Kimo, should we go into church and talk any kind of way we want to?
You know what, Brad, man, I'm going to answer that question truthfully for you.
Okay.
I would say you go into church and you speak how you want to speak. You know why? Because at the end of the day, the pastors, and I'm finna catch a lot of flack from what I'm gonna say. The pastors and all of them, they pimping the churches anyway. They probably got Bentleys, Learjets, $500,000-$600,000 houses. Is that what you do for the Lord? I mean, it's all a game. It's another game. It's another pimp game. I mean, you know what I mean? So the church, we lost values of what church supposed to be, man. And then, you know, I always have a problem with people say, you got to give donation. You got to donate. If you don't have money, you donate your time to the church.
you don't have you help the elderly in the church if you don't have money. Everybody's talking about contribution. Yeah, you need money to make the church work, but when these pastors getting these Lears and these Bentleys and all that, come on, man, they hypocrites.
Well, and you know, I respect your opinion. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to keep it real with you. You answer that question great because, you know what I mean, but the small thing about how I view what you said is I'm not knocking. That was your opinion, and it was from your heart, I could tell. And that's what this show was about right here. There are a lot of ministers that are out there taking advantage of the real deal, of the truth. But yet they're gonna see. But another thing is you're right about what you said about contribution. It can be your time and helping the elderly and what have you. And see that's why this show was set up this way, to be positive. See how we took something negative and made something positive out of it. And that's what we're gonna go. Let me move on down. Dog, can you answer that question, dog, for us being the Godfather? Do you feel we should go in there and do that right there? Shouldn't there be some boundary somewhere about how we view and how we speak? Should you know what I mean? Should you just go everywhere and do what you want?
No, like I want to say now, and like you said, man, chemo is in his own right to ask the question any way he want to ask it. He do. Now, this is the only thing I say about the show here. Everybody knew how your show was. So, basically, what I'm trying to say is, Brent, man, your show today should have been this nothing positive. Maybe you should have got no callers on there. Maybe you should have got truck driver and Jay Barnes on here and just run down who won and who didn't, and then let the shit that we was flying today on your show. And I want to apologize because I couldn't hold it too much because I went off and I took the question wrong that chemo asked. I didn't know what chemo was asking. I didn't know he was talking about the other thing. So I went off the wrong way because, like I said, I wasn't pro-banquet. I was not pro-banquet. But once I commit myself to do something, then I'm going to try to do it the best I can, and I'm going to try to make the best out of whatever I'm in. And the banquet overall, Britt, and I'm going to say it again, the banquet overall was out. It was pretty damn good. I don't care what you said. It was pretty good. Yes, I got a lot of things I could say we could do different. I got a lot of things that should have been did different. But that's every time. At least somebody did step up and try to make the effort. And what we got to realize is when somebody do step up and make the effort, even though they might not do it the way you want them, well, if you set your hands back in the corner and didn't put no input on how you wanted to go, well, after that happened, after they done took the step, then you need to sit down and shut the fuck up. And just go with the points, what your role is. When you're in charge, Brent, man, when you're in charge, take motherfucking charge. And that's what the people did. They took charge. And I'm going to say it again because, like I said, I had a lot of people telling me, dog, don't go to the banquet. A lot of people telling me, dog, go to the banquet. Okay, I look at the better good and we're going to work together. I don't have to like Brent, man, to work with Brent, man. I don't have to like Jay Barnes to work with Jay Barnes. I don't have to like Grudge Inc. to work with Grudge Inc. But if I'm going to do something and put my mind to it, I'm going to do the best that I can do. I can only do the best I can do and try to keep it positive. So, Brad, man, I wish you had just took Jay Barnes on here today, truck driver, whoever was in charge of the banquet, and just gave out the good stuff today. Hold on a minute. And then we could have had, we got plenty of shows coming on today. If we could have doggone, we could have just let the dog out of anything you want to let it out. And I'll book a special show. If anybody want a special show, I'll book a special show. If you want to rag shit, if you want to do something, we just got them in balls to the walls. So with that being said, man, I'm on standby listening. If you got anybody
hey,
got any questions.
Hey, dog. What situation you thought I was talking about? I don't even know what you thought I was talking about.
When you said dunk contest, I thought you were talking about cars, man. I thought, the dunk, when you said dunk, we think about these big-time wheel cars down here, man.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you said the dunk contest, I thought you was being funny, making a joke on something about some cars or something. Do we have any cars in the damn show? I didn't know you were talking about that. I didn't know you were talking about that. Though. When you said dunk down here, see, you said D-U-N-T. I thought you meant D-O-N-T, which is dunk and dunk.
Stone. There you go. I want to also say that what Dog was saying is so true, and I think that I want to give this question to y'all before I give y'all an inspirational vitamin and move along and get on out of here. I want to ask y'all this question: how is it? and I might get a lot of flack for it, but I want to know, how is it that because Breadman is part of Grudge Inc., Breadman part of Grudge Inc., right? I want to give y'all this example this way, using myself. I'm part of Grudge Inc., but the people who received awards aren't even part of Grudge Inc. They're not even a part of Grudge Inc. The main people who's doing a lot of flack talking about trying to pull each other together aren't even a part of the organization. Why can't they see that it's not just about Grudge Inc.? It's about people pulling together to continue to have the fun that we have. Look at y'all up there. Motor. Somebody go to mute. Y'all go to mute. It's on my line. Maurice.
Yeah.
Hit mute, yeah, button right there. Let me finish my what you call it?
Hold on.
Background noise. I'm back, y'all. Go to mute. Everybody go to mute. Where was I? How is it that you guys that are doing the most talking about everything, and these are the ones that are not, it's always the people in the political world that are not doing, they're not even registered voters, but yet they're making the most fuss about what the voters voted about. And see, this is the same thing Dog is talking about. He's talking about the people who are afraid to step up and speak on a subject are the ones speaking on the subject that somebody stepped up and made happen. And what we need to do to change our view of thinking is, if you're going to be the one that say, hey, this shouldn't be this way, at least be the one that allow people to see you for what you are. That's my take on it. Breadman is in here. Bread, you part of Grudge Inc. Yes, I am. But I go to people. I go to Shut Up and Racist. Shut Up and Racist is not part of Grudge Inc. I go down there and Class Rate. That ain't part of Grudge Inc. Breadman still go to everybody. Go up. I'm coming up north. Where y'all at, Chemo? You know what I mean? Whether you Grudge Inc. or not, I'm coming at Chemo. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't got nothing to do with Grudge Inc. It got something to do with society as a whole. This is what Breadman like to do, spread the wealth. You don't have to be part of an organization to do the right thing, and that's what our problem is.
Right.
That is my positive thinking on why we are continuing to be amongst one another. Know that we all like what? One common thing. We all like looking at grudge action. In order to do that, we all need to come together, no matter whether or not my name, because look at this right here. My name ain't Chemo. My name Breadman. So do I go over here? But do I say, well, Chemo over there in his crib, I'm over here in Breadman's crib. Well, Chemo throwing a party. Well, I ain't going to go to that party because I'm Breadman and he Chemo. But Chemo throwing a banquet. Chemo throwing a banquet over there, and he say, Breadman, we all live in the same subdivision. We all going to the same thing. And Chemo say Breadman had the best yard in the subdivision. Y'all see where I'm going with this right here. Breadman ain't part of Chemo organization, is he? But we still, and y'all don't look at the whole. It ain't about being segregated. It's about being together. It's just about putting titles. Hey, I choose to private label myself and say, hey, I'm with the Grudge Inc. team. Dog choose to be unincorporated. It's all about business. Where do you fall in business? How many of y'all go to Google, Wahoo, Bing, everybody, MSN? But guess what? It's all called the Internet, isn't it? Y'all get y'all minds together, man, and let's pull together for 2014. Let me go ahead and go into the inspirational vitamin. And if y'all got any comments, y'all go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, dog. Hello.
Dog must have fell off.
Oh, he on here. His phone must be going.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Go ahead, dog.
Okay, I want to clarify something on our Wild Man's Award. Wild Man got the Lifetime Achievement Award. And what that is they give that out every year to one deserving individual that's been in the game a long time and did a lot for the game. The first Lifetime Achievement Award went out to myself, Dog. The second one went out to Big Drag. Now, this is the third one they gave out. It went to Wild Man. And it's a collaboration of all they have done in and around the Bluish world and everything. And that's what Wild Man got. He got the Lifetime Achievement Award. And, Red Man, I think you are kind of cleaned it up pretty good, well, what you just said. And it's going to be Fin and Fight in this coming week about the Grudge Ink Banquet. But as you've seen, and we tried to make it a banquet for everybody with no name. But since we didn't do it and it came down to a Grudge Ink event, well, do like the guys up north and like out in the Midwest or wherever they do that. Have your banquet for your own section or your own area. Do what you want to do. Call it what you want to and let it be. If they want to have a banquet down here in the South and they want to call it a Grudge Ink Banquet, you can either get on board or you don't have to. So with that being said, man, do what you got to do. And I hope everybody understand that. I know the first thing people going to say, you can call my show later on today after Ask Ernie, or you can call my regular show on Tuesday, and you can dog me out and say what you want or how you want to say it or whatever. First thing I know they're going to say, dog is a turncoat. He done been bought by Jay Barnes. I ain't got to say one quarter from Jay Barnes or Grudge Ink or nothing. I was going to the banquet because I was committed to go, and I was there representing myself, and people ain't going to like what I'm going to say now, and Mike Hill. Mike Hill had to come down this way to try to get some stuff up for his race. That's why Mike Hill was not at the banquet. For all y'all that said, oh, Mike Hill wasn't there and everything, because I know that's going to come up too because I didn't hear that too, but Mike Hill was in Augusta, Georgia, and I was in Atlanta, Georgia. We swapped places, and I went to the banquet, and I was there representing him and myself, if he don't mind me saying that, which I know it wasn't nobody's business, but I know that's going to come up, so that's one of the negative questions you can keep to yourself if you want to know. But you can come on my show later on today. After Ask Ernie today, if y'all want to wild out, if y'all want to fast the banquet, if y'all want to say good things about it, and then if it's time for meeting, if it gets that nasty, we will sign your class. We will sign your class on the Jay Barnes show at 8 o'clock. We will sign your class on that. And our bread man, you can let them know now who all the people that ain't listening, or you can spread the word. If you got dirt you want to throw, go on, throw it and just get it on out the way. Now, since we can't dog on the scene and work together, let's go and get the dirt on out the way. Maybe we can come into a better solution, bread man. Thank you for letting me y'all in, because I didn't vent today. I wasn't going to say nothing, but thank you for letting me vent, bread man.
Well, you know.
All right.
Hey, Stone, go ahead and get your stuff out of the way, because you sound like your mic open. Go ahead and say, and this is closing argument. It's closing argument. Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Oh, no, man, you know, I ain't want to get on and, like, don't bash the show or anything, man, but sometimes stuff come up unexpected, you know what I'm saying? You know, I think everything is being handled in an appropriate way, you feel me? Ain't nobody trying to down nobody, but at the end of the day, man, we just got to, you know, we got to get along to get somewhere, man. You know, and to me, the Wild Bank, it was perfect to me. You know, we have a lot of support, but we had a lot of riffraff from a lot of guys. Everybody want to worry about this, but a lot of people didn't show. So that disappointed me. But for the few people that did show, yeah, man, we still had a ball. You know, Dog and Pro Shot Joe and Jay Barnes, you know, man, and they put on a good little show, man, and I respect that. They put on a nice banquet, man, you know, and it was nice, man. You know, but of course, you know, the little negative stuff come up, man, but still we know how to handle that, man. So, you know, like I said, it could have been the opposite way around. It could have been DJ Grant coming off the stage backwards. I would have stopped him. I would have called him. So at the end of the day, then nobody get hurt. So we need to just clear the shit before something big really happened. For them guys really start hating each other for no reason at all, man, because don't nobody like to be embarrassed, man. So we know you got an inspirational show, but this is not the church. So you need to start preaching that your show is a church. Your show is not the church, bread, man. So sometimes, you know, we're going to get thrown off pace, but then, you know, we got to get back on the right page. You feel me? You know, so... You know, with my awards that I accepted, you know, and when Nefri accepted, man, and, you know, and Mike wasn't there, but like I say, the dead will always try to ride. And I'm going to say this shit, I'm going to say it on the air, because I'm going to get it out clearly. I mentioned Mike Hill's name, and I said thank Mike, and I said also thank Nefri and thank Nefri's wife. For all the negative motherfuckers out there that say I didn't mention Mike's name, they can suck Stone Cold nuts, and I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. But let me tell you another thing. Why I kept mentioning my mama name, because that's my backbone right there.
Every time we go down that road, my mama is constantly praying for our team. So I'm going to continue to mention my mama's name, and whenever if I'm involved with anything, my mama's always going to be, God is first, my mama is second. So I just want to put that out there in the air for the negative motherfuckers that are going out there saying I didn't mention Mike's name. They can suck Stone Cold nuts, and I really, really mean that. And stay the fuck out Stone Cold face. If you want to hate on Stone Cold, continue. Hate on yourself. Look at yourself in the fucking mirror. And what Stone Cold going to do, they said, our team going to stay together, and we're going to do what we got to do. And can no one man or four or five different individuals stop our team, man? Because if we were successful last year, we're going to be successful this year. You know what I'm saying? So one thing I got to say, nobody want to see you happy. But when you're down, they're going to frown. You better believe that, and clown. And that's all I got to say.
Thank you, Stone Cold. I thank you for being real on the show. And you are right. This ain't a church, but I do conduct it. I do conduct.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, I know you.
Don't cut me off.
No, let me say one thing. I'm gonna say one thing, Brett.
Listen.
What I'm saying. Hold on. If we wanna nip that in the bud, got that street right then, where do you think that could have went to? You know what I'm saying? That brother, he wasn't there. He only hearing speculation or about what people are saying. So you got to address it right then. We know your show ain't that type of show, but if you don't address it right then at that moment, guess what? Then it start getting energy. Then people start feeding off of it. Then it was a nut. It was a Spartan ass a nut. You feel me? Because all the motherfucker want to do is get a nut off of it, man. So if we nipped it in the bud at the right way, chemo, much love for him. Ain't never disrespect him. I'm just letting him know, man, hey, man, we ain't got a goddamn parade on that shit. That it ain't worth it. You know what I'm saying? It's negative, and we got to stay away from the negative stuff. That's all we're going to be successful. We got to push the negative shit to the side,
but,
man.
Oh,
and no matter what, we don't have to make it next year. Go ahead.
Stone cold. I mean, at the end of the day, people calling me, you know, a lot of people want to say it, but they call me to ask it. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, like you say, we all grown men, they were telling me that you egged the shit on. If you didn't egg that stuff on, it wouldn't have never happened.
I egged it on? Hold on.
Well, that's what they say. Stone Cold was, they said Stone Cold egged it on, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. At the end of the day, that's...
Okay, Kimo, let me say one thing to you, brother. You ain't got to say who said it. You got to say, let me tell you what Stone Cold did. I was coming in the door, and I seen BET coming out the fucking stage backwards. So how in the hell I egged that on?
Oh, okay. Well, they just saying that you egged it on. I'm like, well, man, why would they do that? You know me, I'm getting texted.
Yeah,
as we speak,
man,
I'm getting texted.
Bro, I'm telling you something, bro. And I'm glad you said that, bro. But, bro, I don't even play with Peter. I don't play Peter, bro. You know what I'm saying? I shoot shit, talk, crack jokes and all that. But I don't get into anything confrontation. I don't get into that shit because I take it to another level. So that's why I don't surround myself around negative stuff, bro. Because I ain't playing with motherfuckers. You understand what I'm saying, man? So why should I egg someone with another man and I know I wouldn't do the same thing for myself? You feel me? So I don't get out like that, bro. But so whoever told you that, they told you a damn lie. You know what I'm saying? See how rumors, that's how rumors start, bro.
I appreciate you, man,
for being real. I definitely appreciate that, man. You're a good friend of mine. I ain't nothing between you face to face, but as of now, you're a good friend of mine, man. I really appreciate you for being real, bro. Thank you, man. That's all I got to say.
No problem, big dog. No problem.
Stone Cold, I'm going to ask you one time. Is that everything you want to say? Because if you cut me off again, you know what's going to happen to you. I'm keeping it real. You ain't finna get on this show and cut me off like that right there.
Don't cut me off.
I'm letting you know. You ain't finna cut me off. You gonna say what you wanna say and won't let me say
Brett.
What I wanna say. That ain't finna happen.
Go ahead, Brett.
I don't forgot what I wanna say because I really wanna get you up out of here. That's why I was saying, listen, ain't go down like that. I let y'all talk. Did I not ask Kimo? I said, Kimo, you got anything you wanna say? Dog, say what you want to say. Stone Cold, you say what you want to. Once I start talking, now you want to come in here and intervene with me. That ain't right, now, Stone. That can't be.
Yeah. You're right, my bad. I apologize.
Yeah. And hold on. And Stone Cold.
Yeah.
And Stone Cold. Now, when the only reason I broke Breadman off last was because he said he was going to get his inspiration of Vitamin. When he finna get
right.
He finna end the show.
Right.
I didn't break him out when he had a point guard on. I broke him out because he had his inspiration of Vitamin. So that's the difference in that now.
Did you hear what people say? They said I aged it on. Did you hear that?
I'm on the show. I heard the whole thing. But like you said, okay, I'm back on mute. I'm going back on mute.
All right, dog. Go ahead, Brett.
You know what, Stone? I can't wait till you get your show, Stone. I really can't. But I love
man, you. Man, I ain't going to get no show, man. I'm good.
But, hey, hold on a minute. I done let everybody talk. I got to let my main man come in here. I know he been sitting back patiently. My main man, Top Flight Security, I ain't forgot about you. Go ahead and truck driver, you next.
Hey, Brett, one more thing, Brett. How you
gonna
say a tummy dog? How you gonna say a tummy dog with the most feared grudge card? How you gonna say that, man?
Top flight, hold on a minute, man.
You're a straight hater, man.
Okay.
All right, we back. Now, hey, when he called back, I promise y'all, when y'all hear from Stone Cold again, y'all listen at me real good. He gonna be very upset. But did I not warn that brother what I just said? Let's go ahead. Go ahead, Top Flight.
Yeah.
He cut him off.
What?
Damn.
What's going on, Brett, man?
Yeah, I'm waiting on you to go ahead and give your, you know what I mean, your ending statements, your closing argument. Did you have anything you'd like to add before we get out?
My closing, Brett, man, is not going to be an argument. My closing is going to be this, Brett, man. From day one, since I first known you, since I first met you, I have one thing that I've always said, Brett, man, and I ain't going to change it now. Until we step up and do what we're supposed to do and learn how to fellowship with each other and so far and so on, respect each other and keep it drag racing and keep the game being good, this problem is going to be a constant, consistent thing. You know, I've been saying that since the beginning, since I come to Grudge Inc. You know, and I'm just hoping that it happened. But if it don't happen, I'm going to keep mine moving. I can't say what nobody else going to do, but I'm going to keep mine moving because of the simple fact that I feel like I carry a very important load, man, and not just in grudge racing, but I carry a very important load in the people that I represent. And the people that I represent, I know we're going to keep it moving 100 regardless of the fact of what anybody else do because of the simple fact that the time that's given us by God, we're going to take this and we're going to move forward and enjoy our lives and enjoy ourselves doing what we do. You know, and that's what it's going to take for everybody that's in this game to do this because of the simple fact that we're supposed to be men among men, Brett, man.
Right.
So that's all I had to say, Brett, man, and I'm going right back on mute.
I appreciate it. Truck driver, come on with it. Truck driver, you the last one, and then I'm going to go ahead and we're going to do what we do. Truck driver, you out there. Truck driver. Well, with that being said, we're going to pass on that. Hello?
Yep. Truck driver must have fell off.
He might have. Well, let me go ahead and I can't close y'all mics up, but if y'all would please go to mute while I'm reading the inspirational vitamin for the close up. Before I go into that, I'm going to give my final thoughts on everything. My final thoughts is I'm glad that I have an opportunity to fellowship with the brothers that call in on the Breadman Show. I'm glad that they provide me with ideas once I leave all week long to push myself to be a better me. But I also want to say the reason I'm part of Grudge Inc. because Breadman is going to make a step forward to try and do the impossible. That's why I'm part of Grudge Inc. And I want everybody to know that. It has nothing to do with what Jay Barnes or how much money he's making this other man doing over here. I'm just speaking on what Bread Man can bring to the table, and that's honesty, that is dependability, and that is definitely a piece of motivating inspiration. That's what I can bring to the table. So I challenge each and every listener to just sit back and see where you are, how you can provide for the Grudge Game. How can you do something to better something outside of your immediate surrounding? That's what I'm asking you. How can you do it without, you know, monetary, which is money? How can you do it without, you know, money? How can you do it? And I'm guarantee you will find yourself, in a situation to where you will see what others that have stepped over the line and say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ride out with this right here. I don't mind, you know what I mean, giving a piece of my time for this organization right here. And when y'all realize that, it's just like Pro Stock Joe. I can hang it from here and be on Pro Stock Joe. Stock Joe grudging? No, but I get on his show. Dog grudging? No, but I be on his show. Is Ernie, do Ernie got certain? No, but I be on Ernie's show. So I'm just giving y'all an idea on things. That's my take on it. I'm getting ready to go into the inspirational vitamin now. Let me get to it. By the way, I do got one. I forgot that the Jolly Rancher. Y'all know who the Jolly Rancher is. They did get small block nitrous car of the year. I want to congratulate Big Dave and the I want to say they call themselves the Lord have mercy, is on my top of my tongue right now. Anyway, Big Dave, thank you. The Taliban crew, that's what it is. My text just came through. Well, y'all be helping the Bread Man out. The Taliban, them boys there, Chick, Big Dave, Tricky Ricky, Nick, Anthony, all y'all, congratulations. With that being said, let me go into the inspirational vitamin I have for this week. It states as follows. The things that give you hope every day is God's grace. Knowing that God's grace is going to give you strength for whatever you face, knowing that nothing is a surprise to God. Keep your faith in God. This is the Bread Man. I enjoyed everything that we've spoke on today and everything that we thought about. Y'all stay positive. We'll get back with y'all next Monday. This is the Bread Man. One time for your mind. Y'all, peace out.